be seated. As many of you have figured out by now, I'm a little bit of a science fiction fan, which is always an interesting thing to try to explain to people because it sounds ridiculous. Nonetheless, we're going to try again today. One of the things science fiction may ask you to consider is that there is indeed an alien who flies around space and time with a companion or two in a blue box. I have found the fellow Doctor Who fans among us. Excellent. Yes. And for those of you who haven't seen the 50th anniversary and special, I'm not going to spoil anything, so you're safe if you haven't. But at the end of the sixth season of Doctor Who, the new one, there's the episode The Wedding of River Song, and it starts out a little oddly, even for Doctor Who, which is saying something. And you zoom in and you discover a newscaster saying the Holy Roman Emperor Winston Churchill has returned on his personal mammoth from a meeting with Cleopatra. And as things unfold, they show you sort of what is going on around this as whatever is happening. You look out the window and there are cars being carried about in the sky by what have to be dirigibles that look a lot like hot air balloons. They show you a park scene with picnics and children and families running around and having fun. And then the pterodactyls show up to ruin everything because they want the food. You watch all of this unfold. You see Dickens being interviewed on one of those morning TV shows, and they're trying to figure out what his next Christmas special will be. You're trying to understand this, and then they call for the soothsayer, the doctor. And we're told that time has stopped. It is always, in this world, 2 minutes past five on April the 22nd, 2011. The clocks don't tick and the calendars don't change. All of time and history are collapsing into this one moment. So you have dinosaurs next to Churchill, next to. It is all compressed into this second of this minute of this day. And this is a problem, of course, and the doctor is setting out slowly to try and untangle it. And we know this is a problem. This is not how our lives work. There's a beginning and a middle and an end. Thing A sort of leads into thing B, which leads into thing C. When I studied history, we called it cause, course, and correlation. They were trying to get us to write better essays, actually, and they said in any essay you need to explain what caused the event, what the course of the event was, and the consequence of the event. We need to know why, what, and why we care. We know this. This is how our lives work. There are beginnings and there are ends and there are individual events that are connected but at the same time sort of discrete. We go through them sequentially. Time is linear, except for Jesus. Bear with me here. Jesus is always in the future, coming towards us, back through all of history. This is why we say things like, through him all things were created. Our historical experience of Jesus can be dated. There's a time and a place. There are the things that led up to it and the things that have followed it. And Jesus is in the future. The first fruits of all that is to come, the promise of the resurrection made manifest in our past, made present to us today, and somewhere out there coming back to us. No one said Christianity was going to be easy. And this is a little complicated. It asks us to reconsider what linear time shouldn't be in faithfulness. It collapses everything, not into a single moment, but into a single sequence of time where all of history is next to each other. Not in the destructive way that was going on in Doctor Who, but imagine instead Moses and Paul off in the corner laughing over all of the books we have attributed to them. You can hear Moses saying, "Can you believe they think I wrote Leviticus?" And Paul replying, "Yeah, you wrote that just like I wrote Hebrews." Have a lovely conversation about that. Imagine the author of the Gospel of Luke, who we believe to have been a physician, sitting there and discussing what it is like to have health issues in the face of the gospel, having been with Jesus as he healed. That would be a great conversation. Imagine the first and second century martyrs who in their sacrifice for their faith did something very different than what we are asked to do today, and sitting down and trying to understand why these two different things are at the same time very much the same thing. Imagine all of the people you would like to sit down and talk to. Perhaps Dickens, to find out what stories he didn't write. Perhaps your great-grandchildren's great-grandchildren, to tell them the stories that will have been forgotten in their time, and to hear the legacy we are in the middle of leaving them. All of time and history in one space. All of our lives stacked up together. Our best days and our worst days. Our horrible, tragic moments where life is dark and impossible, next to the best moments where life seems like it could last forever within that second of perfection. All happening together, next to each other, after each other, in this moment Jesus creates for us. Jesus, who comes from the future to pull the past together, creating this thing we don't understand, saving us, sanctifying us, all of this going on in this divine mess of everything, which manages not to be a complete mishmash. We manage to be there as ourselves, as our fullest selves, discovering that we are loved for exactly that person. For all of our fears and concerns, all of our accomplishments can be brought out and shared, and we are loved by our neighbors, by ourselves, by our God. We are loved. That is what happens here. Time breaks down, and it doesn't need to be fixed for us. Not in the life we are promised by Jesus, who is always coming to us from the future. Here, we stand before the altar of a king who died, so that we could always stand there together asking why horrible things happen. We stand together here in the presence of the risen Christ, an eternal and everlasting reminder that God loves us abundantly. Here, it all breaks down to a beautiful, divine messiness. Amen.